We're thrilled for you, Mary. How are you feeling?
Oh, I'm over the moon. I won Kentucky 4-star with King's Temptress in the spring, and then to come to Burley in the autumn and to come third at another 4-star level event was really special. She's a mare that I bred myself, so looked after her ever since she first popped out, and you know, I would have never have dreamt that she could have had such a successful career.
You're into the breeding. Is that really important to you, and does it feel even more special?
Yes, well, it's just happened by chance, and I suppose I'm fortunate that not only am I breeding, but I can produce the horses myself, whereas so many breeders are reliant on other riders to bring their horses they've bred to the top. So I've only got myself to blame if things go wrong.
And there's not often as many mares at this level of sport, is there? And so is it nice to have a mare that you can breed from?
Yes, it certainly is. You know, I was quite used to be quite sort of anti-mare, would only ever buy geldings, but since having started this breeding program, and the first three I bred were all fillies, I had to then ride them, and all three have got up to 4-star level, so it's made me think, you know, really mares need to be given a bit more of a chance.
It's an incredible achievement. Tell me about the show jumping round. How was the ground, the conditions, and the course?
Yes, it was obviously deteriorating. We had that heavy batch of rain, and it did make it quite slippery. Had to be a bit cautious around the corners, and it just made it more of a big effort. The oxes were big anyway in the ring. They had built some really big square parallel fences, and with then having sinking down into the mud on takeoff made them even bigger. So no, it was quite an effort for the horses.
Well, a great result. Have you had a look at the HSBC FEI World Rankings?
I haven't, but I'm hoping and keeping my fingers crossed that possibly I think I may have won that, but I'm not sure.